guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, oftentimes it is said that the cheapest woman that you can date is the one that you can pay for. In other words, by the time that you, say, get married, by the time that you pay for your wife's, the things that she wants, because again, women like men to be the providers. It doesn't mean that you're 100%, you know, in charge of the bills, but let's say a man and a woman both make $100,000 a year. Well, you're going to be paying your money towards dates and flowers and vacations and a new, a new couch, even though you don't need one because the other one's still standing and hasn't been infested with fleas. And depending on how you are with most bachelors, I've seen some couches that could almost move on their own. But by the time you can factor that stuff in, plus the fact that, let's say, you go out to dinner and maybe you go to the movies and et cetera, et cetera, there's no guarantee of action at the end of that date. You still might be out 50, 60, 75, 150 bucks just to get to know a woman a few times before being able to have some fun with her. And you take that into effect over the course of the months until either things get stale or you decide you don't want to date her again, and then you start over. Well, what about just saying, you know what, I want to go on one or two dates a month. I'm going to hire a pro. I'm going to hire a professional girlfriend because, you know, the legal types. We're not, definitely not talking, no way are we talking about anything against the law here. No way are we. And in some countries it is legal. And in certain areas in the United States, like out in, I think it's the Bunny Ranch. I think, is that out in Nevada? I think it is. Never been curious about it. And on top of that, you have now, of course, silicone girlfriends. But the whole point being that in many ways, we say, a lot of guys that are bachelors say, you know, it's just cheaper to hire a girlfriend for the night. Well, actually, a professional girlfriend, and I have to watch my words here, a professional girlfriend agrees. Now, maybe you're saying, well, that's because she's going to get the money out of it. But let's read through this post. It's a fun one. It's from Satoshi Kanazawa. But he has an interview with a professional, and she brings up some really good points that most of the intelligent men that she knows stay single, and they are successful because they're single, and they just hire a professional. So let's go through this. They say, are all women essentially pros? A perspective from someone who knows what she's talking about. All right, I'm going to jump down a little bit here because the beginning of this talks about a previous article that he wrote that has nothing to do with this one. Meanwhile, back at the Scientific Fundamentalist blog, my earlier post caught the attention of a retired pro named Maggie. She contacted me out of the blue, just like Allie contacted Levitt out of the blue, and corrected some misconceptions that I had about being a pro. She saw right through me and correctly surmised that I had no personal experience or knowledge of pros. Essentially, I didn't know what I was talking about. Maggie very politely pointed out some of my misconceptions. Since I cannot really say it any better than she did in her initial email message to me, I'll quote her message here. She says, and this is Maggie saying this, "This, my distinction between pros and ordinary women, presumes that pros are fundamentally different from what I call amateurs, which we aren't. Your assumption seems to be based on the fallacies that, one, pros provide a consistent level of service no matter how we're treated, and two, to a man, all intimacy is good intimacy. While the second statement may certainly be true of some men, especially those who patronize night workers, it isn't by any stretch of the imagination true of most. The average client of a $300 an hour pro, which was exactly what I charged, wants a good quality girlfriend experience, or what they call a GFE, which is girlfriend experience, which will be much more likely if he treats his date like a lady. Most women who are treated as though they are bought and paid for will try to complete the act as quickly as possible and get such a client out the door. Furthermore, in my experience, the typical client enjoys the illusion that a beautiful woman wants to spend time with him, even if he intellectually knows she is there only for the money. I guarantee you that the majority of my clients tried their utmost to impress me, even to the point of bringing me gifts, flowers, and the like." You know, we've talked about this before, where the silicone, where if you get yourself a silicone woman, a doll, that many times you can transfer those emotions to her, And not all guys agree with that, but it seems clients are able to do this with, because they don't want to, you know, if they like being alone, they want to go on a date. And yes, maybe they pay for dinner, maybe they bring flowers, but it's one date and they guaranteed to get lucky at the end of it. And then they call it a day. Plus, if you get bored with that date, it's very easy to get another date and you don't have to go through the whole courtship ritual again. Another mistake that I made, which Maggie implicitly points out in her message above, is to treat all of the work and the pros as one monolithic and undifferentiated entity. It appears that educated and intelligent, and yes, very, very expensive, women like Allie and Maggie are very, very different from common night workers and $2 pros in the bushes. I almost get the impression, both from reading about Allie and from other pros in Super Freakonomics, from communicating with Maggie, that high-class pros like Allie and Maggie have more in common with college professors, corporate executives, or poets than with the more affordable and visible members of their profession. You know, what's interesting is that if you look at, I can't think of any movies that cater to this, but if you think about it, again, we'll say, let's say that you want to go out and have a good date with an intellectual, someone that's interesting, someone that's a 10, like a 9 or a 10, because at I would assume, or at least they're attractive, that you're attracted to them. I would assume that when you go out on a date and are paying for this type of experience, it's going to be more expensive, but it's going to be more of, hey, you get to have dinner, you get to pretend she's your girlfriend for the night, and you get this at the evening. But it says with the more expensive ones, they have more, similar with college professors, corporate execs, or poets, which means that maybe because they're intellectual and hold good conversations, that you are, I don't know, that you're getting a higher class date, so to speak. One thing that she mentions here and a little bit later on, but I want to bring up now, is that, you know, if you think about it, again, anything that you're paying for a date, is she's basically saying, hey, you go on a date, 300, deal's done. You know what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen. You get a full gear girlfriend experience. But by the time that you pay and spend for the dates and the other things, and there's no guaranteed getting lucky because she may have a headache or has to work in the morning, or the first couple of dates are probably not going to happen, so on and so forth. And here's the big thing. With a lot of what's going on right now, many men are afraid of getting accused of something that they didn't do. Well, when you're working with a professional, they know that the action's going to happen. And as long as you're not physically harmful, then they're game. They're already telling you they're game. And so there's not going to be any regret later on. In many cases, and this is going to sound crazy, but in many cases, this makes a pro safer than a date with an unknown woman. Now, if you were to go on many dates with a woman and you get to know her and you don't think you will get to a point where you think you've got her figured out and you think you're safe and you think you're okay and you're not going to get blamed for anything bad, and you do something with her, it's much more likely that she would be the one to file a complaint against you than a pro, because a pro is saying, look, this is what I do. Like, I'm not going to make something up against you because this is what you do. Now, I can't speak to the truth of that or not, but I've still yet, on all the stories that I've read of false accusations, have I read once where she was a pro and she accused somebody of something. It hasn't happened, but I've read probably hundreds and hundreds of stories, and hundreds of stories of the wife, you know, that's a school teacher that does something that she's not supposed to do, or the prison guard that does something with a prisoner they're not supposed to do, or so on and so on. I've never heard a story of a pro where she's said that somebody did something that they shouldn't have. I don't know. And believe me, I want to hear what you guys think about this, because I know some of you are like, I've never had a pro. I have no desire for one. But I have, when I was down in the red light district down in Amsterdam, man, some of those women were 12s. I mean, they were California 10s, just absolutely stunning. And they were expensive. And then as you go, and that's right on the main drag where most of the people are. And then as you go further on down the canal where the red light district is, as it gets a little darker and a little more out of the way, the price falls a little bit. And that's where you'll see maybe 6s, 7s, and 8s. And then if you shoot down side alleys, that's where you'll find your 3s, 4s, and 5s, right? They have all types there. There are definitely some women. There are some women there that I could say are as pretty as any woman I've ever seen in my life, which really surprised me. I did not expect that in Amsterdam or in any profession like this. So they are there. I don't know the pricing, although I think I heard one gentleman talking to one of them as I was walking past. They were not speaking English, but I want to say I heard something like 100 or 200 euros, something like that. But anyway, by the time you do all that, it's less expensive. And just picture this, even if every date was free and you went all the way up through marriage and then your wife decides to leave you and she takes a couple hundred grand worth of your equity or your house or whatever, you've paid for it. You're just paying for it in all in one lump sum versus by the transaction, so to speak. They continue on. Of course, this does not answer the question of why more intelligent men are more likely to have had intimacy with a pro, but Maggie has an idea. Intelligent men are less likely to believe in silly propaganda against us and less likely to have the kind of fragile masculine ego with which would be wounded by having to pay for it. The intelligent man knows that free tail is the most expensive kind. She even says it herself, and can make the reasonable and pragmatic decision to spend his money on a sure thing rather than chasing women whose price and quality are uncertain. Yeah, if you have to, when you go buy the engagement ring for $5,000, $7,000, $10,000, $15,000, whatever, there you go. That's a whole lot of paying, and that's just the beginning. He says, anyway, I've learned so much from Maggie as Levitt has from Allie. I would highly recommend my readers to check out her blog, The Honest Courtesan. As you will see, Maggie and I share a lot in common, including our shared disdain for modern girl power, or what Maggie calls neo-girl powerism. That's what she says. So, guys, I didn't want to go down here too far, but the whole point of this is that whether this pro says basically intellectual men understand, which I guess that means we're intellectuals, but they understand. Look, I'm going to pay one way or another. I have no shame in just, I'm not going to be in the dating market. I don't want to put myself out there. I don't want to be rejected. I don't want to go through all that. I don't want to have to worry about false accusations. I know what the expectations are. We're going to do this. We're going to have a date. We're going to have a good time. Then we're going to go back and we're going to have some fun. And then it's over. And if I never see them again, then I'm good. And if I want to choose a different one, then I'm good. And so redhead one week, blonde the next month, brunette the month after that, whatever. That a lot of men are saying, this sounds more like what's right for me if I even still want to interact with women. Or if you're the guy that says, I'm monk like 90% of the year, but maybe, once or twice or three times a year, it's still kind of nice to know what it feels like to have the attention and the touch of a woman. A lot of guys are going like this. And let's say you go three times a year, right? And let's say it costs you with dinner and everything, $300-$400. That's $1,200 in a year. Now, for some of you younger guys, that's a ton of money. For older guys that are probably using these services, it's not nearly as much. The other thing is, too, you're not judged. As long as you have a good time, she's happy because she's getting what she wants out of the transaction. And you don't have to keep the fires stoked, so to speak. You can just reach out every few months and go that way. So it's an interesting thing that, a lot of you guys have talked about, I want a girlfriend, I want this, or I want that. And to some of you guys that haven't had the experience yet, again, this is an option for you. And again, check legality here, right? But it is an option for you. I would say to those of you that really want to see what it's like, you can look into this. For me personally, again, it's not my thing, but it may be easier going this route if you have struggles either physically or with your looks or something that you think would take a mountain of work to overclimb. If it takes you 100 or 200 hours to learn some game and to be able to do this, that, and the other thing, hitting the gym and going in just so you can get a date to try to get some, or you can just say, my time is much better spending all those hours to make a couple $100 to make this happen. So I'd love to hear what you guys think about it. You always have different views on this stuff. Me personally, I have no problem with it being legal. I have no problem with anybody that wants to participate in it. And if that's your thing, then go for it. For me personally, I'm not into that. But if a point came in time where, you know, Uncle Joker becomes Grandpa Joker and I'm 65 and I'd still like to be able to go out with a 25-year-old, you know, 9 or a 10, and I might have to write a check for that experience. Who's to say? You know, who's to say? Now, again, I might be up in a cabin in Alaska and never see another human again as long as I live. Who knows? But guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. And the best thing you can do to help me, like, comment, share, subscribe, and check out my older videos. All of them have some fun stuff on there for you. Only about 38% of you are subbed. I don't know why that is. If you like my work and you appreciate my content, I hope I earn some subs from you guys, because that continues to promote the channel. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor, I'm Joker. And remember, nothing wrong with going with a pro in some cases, because in the long run, it'll cost you less than getting a girlfriend, maybe getting married, and then maybe having half your stuff taken for you. Let me know what you think. Thank you.